Research shows that at this time of year, people of all faiths or no faith gravitate to Christmas music. And every year, we visit with Mr. Christmas, my former choral director at John F. Kennedy High School in Plainview, Long Island, New York, Ron Cohen, who is Jewish and just about the biggest fan of Christmas music we know. And so to hear some of his selections, here he is again. Mr. Cohen, Mr. Christmas, this year, the weary world is indeed rejoicing. Because there may be some hope. You say this music is particularly important right now?
Robin, it couldn't be more important because it offers, as you said, a thrill of hope. A weary world rejoices.
Hope is what we're going for in this segment, songs that bring us that. And we listen to Pavarotti singing what we know as O Holy Night. Tell us the origin of this song.
It was written in 1847 by a guy named Adolf Adam, set to a poem by Placide Capot called Minuit Chrétien, which merely means Midnight Christmas. Most of the great music that's vocal is sung in the original language because the composer hears in his head his own language. So if you took, for example, the Omnium Mysterium, which means Divine Mystery by Victoria from the Renaissance, and you sang it, Omnium Mysterium, it works beautifully. But if you do it in English, oh, Divine Mystery, doesn't work as well. However, Cantique de Noël works quite well in the English translation. And then I picked Luciano Pavarotti because there's so many versions, because he was the people's tenor.
And so, Cantique de Noël, which we know as O Holy Night, let's listen to Pavarotti singing in French. Oh, it's just beautiful. I want to go to your next one. Oh, Come Emmanuel. Now, this is a processional. This is what we used to sing with the Kennedy Choir, walking into the auditorium. Many schools still do.
O Come Emmanuel is originally written in Latin, Robin. It was called Veni, Veni, Emmanuel. But it really traces back to the 8th and 9th century monasteries. However, a guy named John Mason Neal in 1861 translated it.
And has a very complicated backstory. But it has that promise. You know, what are some of the lyrics, Ron?
How about, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here. It's the call of hope, the dream of all mankind, no matter when. And then, what's the big word? Rejoice!
Rejoice!
Okay, O come, Emmanuel, deep and mystical. And then there's Mame.
Haul out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now.
This is the original Angela Lansbury recording from the Broadway version of Mame.
So, you know, the big deal here is that she's lost all her money to the stock market crash, etc. And everybody's so down. But she's such a madcap, wonderful, delicious lady that has sees the glass half filled. So she said, you know what we need? We need a little Christmas right this very moment. And they sing this great song, which lifts everybody's spirit up.
Right this very minute, candles in the window.
What I love about it is that you could see it in July and still feel good about it. All right, well, staying with contemporary, let's listen to Peter Paul and Mary's Light One Candle, a little bit of that.
Light one candle for all we believe in, that anger not tear us apart. And light one candle to bind us together, for peace is the song in our hearts. Don't let the light go out, it's lasted for so many years. Don't let the light go out, let it shine through our love and our fear.
So this is usually a Hanukkah song referencing the Maccabees' battle for liberation against the Greek Empire, but written by Paul Yarrow as a pacifist response to the Lebanon War. This was 1980. But Ron, you love the notion of lighting a candle.
A candle symbolizes light in the darkness, and especially individual light. And it's telling us that we've got to, you know, it's been said it is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness, Robin. We need to be candles of light to other people.
Hmm. All right, well, here's something that will inspire you further, perhaps, to do that. We've done an entire segment, Ron, on Vivaldi's Gloria, but let's listen to just the final piece in that. Cum sancto spiritu in gloria de patris, amen. With the Holy Spirit, the glory of God, the Father, amen. That's it. Those are the only words. Let's listen.
Cum sancto spiritu, in gloria
Ron, I know you are. We can't be together, but I know you're conducting. What are you hearing here?
This is a triumphant fugue of unstoppable verb. The rhythm here, the hope, the fugue, put it together. You know, the Vivaldi Gloria is a very unappreciated work by some people. It's a delicious work, and it's the first thing we ever did at Kennedy.
There you go. And by the way, this is the Monteverdi Choir. They're good, too. And now just one last piece. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. This is the Mormon Tabernacle Choir with the musical trio Gentry, a song written by Jill Jackson Miller and Cy Miller in 1955. Let's listen.
Let there be peace on earth and let it begin.
Here's the key word, you know, like the key word in Light One Candle was don't let the light go out. And the key word here is and let it begin with me. Robin, so many people feel disenfranchised and alone and they don't feel important. And it brings to mind, I can't help it every year, my favorite picture of all time. It's a Wonderful Life and my heroes, George Bailey and Clarence Oddbody. He's given a chance to see what life would have been if he was never born. And he realizes how many other lives he touched in a very big way. Each of us can make a big difference. So many people are going through so much with this pandemic, But believe me, there are so many good people out there, and there is light in the tunnel. The vaccine is around the corner, and it's coming.
That's Ron Cohen, Mr. Christmas, my former choral director at John F. Kennedy High School in Plainview, Long Island, New York, with his annual visit with Music for the Holidays, and today, Music of Hope. Mr. Cohen, thank you so much.
Love you madly. Merry Christmas to one and all, Robin.